The New Hampshire chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union released a report today that details the practices of judges jailing poor people who can't afford to pay fines, a practice that's illegal. NHPR's Jack Rodolico has the details.
Richard Vaughn
stands before Second Circuit Court Judge John Peter Sear in Littleton. The date is July 8, 2014.
Mr. Vaughn, do you know why you're here?
Yes, Your Honor.
Vaughn is here in court because he owes $895 from a DWI. It's been a while since he's made a payment toward the debt, and Judge Sear asks Vaughn how he's going to pay it.
Your Honor, I've been out. I had an interview at Pizza Hut the day before yesterday. I've applied at Applebee's and a lot of places, and I'm just really trying hard to get a job right now so I can pay this fine.
At this moment, the ACLU's Gilles Bissonnette says the court should have given Vaughn the option of a public attorney, and the court should have tried to figure out if he had enough money to pay the fine.
Mr. Vaughn has no idea what his rights are, and he's sitting there, and I think you could hear it from his voice, terrified.
I know that I have to pay this fine.
He did not go in that day thinking that he was going to be jailed. And then moments later, he was ordered to go to jail for 18 days. I mean, that is an amazing amount of time.
18 days in jail. That's a day for every $50 in debt. That's state law. But there's also federal law going back to the 1800s and Supreme Court decisions in more recent years. And here comes a word you'll hear a few times in this story, willful. The law is clear that you should only go to prison for willfully not paying a fine.
And so what we talk about in our report is just how clear and how settled the law is, and unfortunately how systemic it is in New Hampshire for that constitutional principle to not be followed.
And the shocking thing about the report.
Buzz Scher is a professor at the UNH School of Law and a co-author of the report. He says courts are making two errors here. One, poor people shouldn't go to jail for not paying fines they can't afford. And two, when judges threaten jail time, they often aren't offering public attorneys to poor people.
What we're seeing is a non-application of those two principles. It's not a misapplication. There's just no ability to pay hearings occurring. And none of these people, in 50% of the cases, we estimate there's nobody is getting a lawyer.
So let's look at the numbers. In 2013, the year the report analyzes, the circuit court system heard 83,000 cases related to fines. And in 289 of those cases, courts jailed people for not paying. The ACLU pulled court records and analyzed 39 of those cases to draw larger conclusions. And the ACLU concludes poor defendants were routinely jailed without determining if they were able to pay the fine. And in most cases, the defendant wasn't offered a public attorney. The report details three examples, all of which you'll hear in this story. Now, Ed Kelly, the judge in charge of the circuit court system, says the ACLU's numbers don't add up to a statewide problem.
I think it would be wrong for anyone to form conclusions based upon any three cases. I mean, candidly, you or anybody listening to this report would have to ask themselves, are there three instances in my life and my work over the last year that I would not want somebody to be recording and listening to?
So keep that in mind as you hear from a guy named Dennis Supernant, one of the minority of cases the ACLU identified where the defendant did have an attorney.
I will say this. He's not going to be leaving here today till he pays his attorney's fees. They've been due since December of 2012. So that has to be paid today. That's $302.50.
That's the voice of Judge Thomas Bamberger in the Nashua Circuit Court, February 2014. Supernant, the defendant, was homeless and owed attorney's fees, but was about to start a new job. Public defender Suzanne Ketteridge and the judge debate the points.
But he has done something. Mm-hmm. He went into rehab. He got a job. That has to count for something.
It does. It allows him to pay his OCC fee.
And if he can't come up with the money today, what will happen?
He'll go to jail until he pays it. That's what happens.
Which means he'll lose his job. He'll go right back to where he was before.
Judge Bamberger ordered Supernant to pay $90 on the spot, everything he had to his name, and then told him to pay the rest within 2 days or face jail time. Gilles Bissonnette says the next day, though, the ACLU filed an emergency petition to the state Supreme Court, which overturned Judge Bamberger's decision.
The letter of the law here is to consider the circumstances of his life.
2 weeks later, a similar case went before the same judge. Alejandra Coro was supposed to pay off her fine by doing community service. She started to do just that, and then her house caught fire. Coro spoke to WMUR at the time.
Firefighters climbed the ladder to the second floor window, grabbed Coro's two boys, ages 2 and 3, and carried them to safety.
I am thankful somebody was watching over me and my children very much.
In court, Coro's attorney pointed out she wasn't willfully not repaying her fine. The fire disrupted her ability to pay. Judge Bamberger disagreed.
My understanding is you do not have the $420. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I am remanding you to the House of Corrections.
Coro spent the night in jail. Then the ACLU filed an emergency petition with the Superior Court, and she was released. The ACLU is quick to point out Judge Bamberger is not a rogue judge. They document cases throughout the state. And Peter Edelman, a law and poverty expert at Georgetown University, says debtor's prison is a practice that's gaining attention around the country.
Of course, all of it undermines the concept that we're a nation that believes in the rule of law. So it's very, very scary, really, that this goes on at such a great level.
And to the extent that it happens at all in New Hampshire, Judge Kelly says he's grateful the ACLU report shines a light on the problem.
Not even one person should ever go to jail for a non-payment of fine when the reason is an inability to pay. Period, end of discussion. What I would like to do is get to a place, and frankly, I don't think it's going to be very difficult, where the NHCLU and I can walk arm in arm together to the Rules Committee and to the legislature and say, we agree these changes need to be made.
That process will start right away. Supreme Court Chief Justice Linda Delanus released a statement today saying the head of the circuit courts and the report's authors will sit down to look through the state's procedural rules this Friday and begin to draft out possible changes. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.